Now, I would say that this is probably not the most popular preaching that you'll, it won't be on anybody's top 10 list as far as what they want to hear. And it's probably not on a preacher's top 10 list of something he really wants to preach about, to be honest with you, just because it does cover important things. Amen. It covers things that need to be covered. You always hear about the Proverbs 31 woman, but you don't ever hear too much about the Proverbs 7 woman and the strange woman the Bible calls a strange woman. But let me ask you this. Would you want to know if you were doing something that the Bible describes as being a strange woman, as a lady, if you were doing something that the Bible describes as a strange woman or as a harlot, would you want to stop doing that if the Bible gave you clear instructions that this is what a strange woman does? Would that not, ladies, you have to ask yourself this question, would I want to do that? Now, let me ask the husbands, would you want to lead your wives if the Bible says something that your wife is exhibiting a characteristic of a strange woman? Would you not want to deal with that and fix that in your life and lead her in that way and teach her what she needs to know? Now, you may not want to, but you're commanded to by the Word of God. So what we're going to cover today in these three messages, I believe next hour, these three messages will be, what are the characteristics of a strange woman? We'll cover those. The attire of a harlot we'll cover at the end. But also, we won't be done with this series. We'll pick it back up probably not next week, maybe Wednesday, but the following week, because Brother Ickes will be here to preach for us. But the following week, we'll pick it back up, and we're going to talk about the man that follows that strange woman or that harlot, the man that is deceived and his characteristics and what happens to him when he follows her and what she does to him and the trap that she sets for him. And because this is the prostitute's trap, or really this woman in this case is not really a prostitute. She's actually, one thing you'll find that's fascinating about this is that this lady in Proverbs chapter 7 is a married woman. Do you understand that? This is a married woman. And I find it very fascinating that today in most of our independent Baptist churches, that a lot of the dress standards and a lot of the things and a lot of the attributes seem to be that of a strange woman. It's almost like God is warning us, which He is, that He is warning us that, hey, listen, just because you're a married woman, a married lady, does not mean that you won't fall privy to the characteristics of a strange woman, or you are not exhibiting characteristics of a strange woman. Yes, this describes a harlot, but it also describes a married woman that is actually what she has done. This married lady has done is she's become a harlot. She's become that. She's acted the harlot. She's played the harlot. And I find it a fascinating chapter. We're going to read the whole chapter. Let's pray first. Father, we need you, Lord. I pray you bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law is the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement and beheld among the simple ones. I discerned among the youths a young man void of understanding. Now this is Solomon, by the way, and I believe this is an account that he is seeing. He is saying that he looked and he saw this. He looked out the casement of his window. He looked out his window and he watched a young man. He watched what happened to this young man. Passing through the streets near her corner, and he went the way to her house. Now we're going to talk about him in another day. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of a harlot. Doesn't say she's a harlot, does it? It says she has the attire of a harlot. And subtle of heart. Interesting, isn't it? She is loud and stubborn. We're going to cover that, by the way. We're going to cover that loud and stubborn woman. Her feet abide not in her house. Now she is without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. By the way, every single word of this means something. Every single word, description, characteristic of this woman means something. So she caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me this day. I have paid my vows. You know, I find this interesting because I've heard people say this, by the way. But listen to this. When the Bible says it's not good for a man to touch a woman, but then people say, well, no, that's not talking about really, you know, holding the hand or anything. That's just talking about, you know, committing fornication or something. It's not good for a man to touch a woman. Why? Because right here we see that when this woman kissed him, what was she saying to him? What was she saying to him? Amen? I have peace offerings with me this day. This day have I paid my vows. Now, we're not going to cover that this week, I don't believe. But that is amazing right there. What this is saying is this is a religious woman, by the way. Do you understand that? This is a religious woman. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. We're not even going to get to cover that today, I don't think, unless we have more time, but I don't think we're going to. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He is gone on a long journey. For the good man is not at home. He hath taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. Till a dart strike through his liver as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Boy, ain't that the truth? Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. You know, as we read this chapter, this is a warning. This is a warning to a son. This is a warning that fathers need to make sure that they warn their son about. But also mothers need to understand this. Also, I mean, this applies to everyone in this room today in some way. Because whether you're a young lady learning to be a virtuous woman, a virtuous lady, you must make sure that you don't exhibit any of these characteristics of a strange woman. A mother must teach her daughter about these. A mother must not have these characteristics as well. She must shun these characteristics as well. But also a father to guide his home must be careful to warn his son. Now listen, son, someday you're going to want a wife. Someday you're going to want a wife, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing for you to want a wife, but you better make sure you don't choose a strange woman. You better make sure, son, that you don't get caught up in the snare of a strange woman, because they're out there. Amen? We hear a lot of talk about the Proverbs 31 woman, but not many sermons, not much warning of the Proverbs 7 woman. Well, it's not politically correct to preach about that. It's not very comfortable to preach about that. Why? Because we might find that some of the ladies are exhibiting those type of characteristics and we have to repent of those. You know, nothing of this that is preached is meant to condemn anyone. But if we see these characteristics, why get mad about it? Why not get sorrowful about it and repent of it? And just get it right. You know, it's not that hard to say, Lord, I was wrong. I didn't know this. I didn't realize this. As I look at this, I want to repent of this. This isn't preached to one person or two people or anything like that. It's preached to everyone. Amen. The strange woman is the prostitute or the harlot. But all of these may not work for money. Some may just sell themselves into harlotry and become a whore and live like a whore. God is warning the strange woman to mark her and to know her characteristics and keep you from the strange woman. And keep your son from the strange woman and train your daughter not to have the traits of a strange woman. Do you understand that? One of her characteristics, by the way, the first characteristic that we'll talk about, this is not in any set order. We're going to cover a bunch of them today. I tried to put them in order of what made sense the most for the purposes of study. One of her characteristics is a flattering tongue. A flattering tongue. With her much, in Proverbs 7:21, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Wow, that's very powerful, isn't it? With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. How could a woman, with just a few words, force a man to do something? Oh, she can. Amen. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with a lady, you know, heaping that on her husband. Amen? Nothing wrong with that. In fact, that's where it's supposed to be. Now, flattery in itself, if it's empty vainness, then it's wrong. But if you mean it, and you heap praises on your husband, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what a lady is supposed to do. Proverbs 7:21, though, with her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. Proverbs 2:16. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her lips. With her words, excuse me. Proverbs 5:3. For the lips of a strange woman drop as a honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. You know, you gotta be careful about men. You gotta be careful about who you talk to. You got to be careful about how much time you give to another lady that's not your wife as far as talking to them. You got to be awful careful about that. Why? Well, because, you know, with your wife that you dwell with, you are going through the trials of this life, and you are struggling through and you are battling through some things, and she knows every side of you. But that strange woman that's out there only knows the good side of you, or she only knows the side of you that you put forth. She doesn't have to put up with you every day like your wife does. So when she says some sweet things and she drops some things like a honeycomb and she makes it all sweet and nice, some strange woman out there and tries to heap praises on you, don't get caught in her snare. It's a trap. Proverbs 6:24, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Solomon is saying that means to please, to gratify, to flatter one's vanity or pride. See, they lift up, there's ladies that'll do that. They'll lift up your pride. They'll lift up another man instead of their husband. They'll lift up this man's pride. Why? Because they're setting a trap for you. They're setting that, Solomon is warning that is a trap set for fornication. That trap has been set. And she does it with the flattery of her lips. And she forces him. Ladies, what you say to men, it affects them. How you talk to them, it affects them. Your demeanor, how you handle things, it affects them. One commentator said this, that uses smooth and soft words to work upon the passions, move the affection and win the hearts of men, and ensnare them and draw them to commit wickedness with her. By the way, it's pictured as the same thing the Antichrist will do to the world, by the way. That's what a false spirit is compared to, is a whorish woman. Because the Antichrist is going to deceive the whole world. Same way that a flattering woman deceives. Another man said, she promises him a great deal of pleasure in her embraces and in the enjoyment of her. Describes an agreeable voice to be sweeter than the honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. Her fair speeches, enticing words, and flattering fawning language and amorous expressions easily find their way and slide into the hearts of men to prevail upon them to listen to her and yield to her temptations. You know, a lady can say just a few words and can immediately change the direction of a conversation. Quickly. It happens quickly. And lady, you may think because you're married, that doesn't have an impact on me, but it does. You've got to be even more careful. Amen. Her fair speeches, enticing words, and flattering language. It also, this flattering tongue is a lascivious talk. She overcame all his scruples and constrained him to yield by just the way that she talks. You know, there's a lot of ladies out there that you can't even talk to because they just friends of family or whatever, acquaintances that you see along, because their language and the way that they're talking is that of a dirty nature. You give the wrong woman enough of your time, and just with her speech, she could sway you from your principles. A strange woman could say a few words to a man, and that is all she has to do to entice him to fornication. This flattering tongue is the same as the politicians have. They have fair speeches and flattering tongues. But they, like the whorish woman, are nothing more than liars. I would love to have one shot at Congress, just to stand up there and say a few words. I like what Ron Paul said to them. But they're a bunch of sociopaths. But I enjoyed that. But how do you like that for a last speech? But I would love to do that and just look at all of them, the President of the United States, and say, you are a bunch of liars. And half of you are probably devil-possessed. But they have those flattering speeches. Same thing. Ladies have to be careful and watch what they say when speaking to another man that's not your husband. Be careful what you say to that man. Words mean something. If you flatter another man and heap a bunch of praises on him, it's the characteristic of a strange woman to flatter a man to that extent. I don't mean to say, hey, you know, that was a good job you done. That's not the point. That's not what the Bible's talking about. It's heaping praises and giving that extra attention and such. Not having a conversation with when your husband and everybody's standing around and talking. That's not what that's talking about. By the way, some of you need to understand that you can take things too far and then not be friendly or talk to anybody. Amen. You can be so unfriendly that you don't talk to anybody. You think, well, that's chaste. No, that's really rude. I mean, there's a difference in chaste and just being rude. Amen. It means what this means is you're not to the flattering and heaping of praises and that undue attention. It's like that of a froward tongue, one that is bold and brassy and not modest with men. By the way, ladies, there is nothing that is more, I believe it's downright wicked for a woman to talk bold and brassy to another man that's not her husband. I don't think you should talk bold and brassy to your husband either, by the way. But I think that's just as disrespectful. But that's between you and your husband to deal with. Amen. But you can have, by the way, God never gave you any authority to speak with authority. Amen. If this is bothering you, good. Because it's awful true. God never gave a lady authority to speak to a man with authority like she's a man. That doesn't mean you have to cower in the corner and not tell the truth. That doesn't mean you have to cower in the corner and be abused. What it means is that you're not to walk around and act like a man. Men are bold and confident, and they should be. Ladies are supposed to be submissive. Amen. They're supposed to be submissive. They're supposed to have a meek and quiet spirit. Amen. Amen. There's a difference. You have to be careful what you say. Words mean something. Somebody's taught with no modesty in their language at all. No, modesty is not just what you do with clothing. It's a way of life. for a lady. Modesty is not wanting to be bold and brash. I've seen some ladies that act like they're ready to fight you or something. They get so, I'm serious. They get so bold and brassy when they talk to you that they talk to you like a man. It's wicked. Fact that bold and brassy talk is a strange woman's talk. She was bold and brassy. She had no problem with just coming out and saying things. Not, I've seen somebody, she was not scared to argue with a man or to forwardly speak to him as if they are all the same, as if there's no difference. This lady, this woman with a flattery tongue, she has a desire to constantly talk to men and to flatter them. I've met some ladies that will flatter other men or a preacher rather than heaping praise on their own husband. Fundamentalism breeds that, by the way, though. They breed that pastor to look like a rock star up there so everybody fawns over them. So when they walk in the room, everybody starts clapping like this. But in rock concerts, they wave their lighters. But in fundamentalism, they just clap for everybody that comes in. They give a standing ovation, a clap for everybody, that every preacher that walks in. I'd like to look at them and say, well, who died made you God? But that's what it breeds, though. So everybody looks up to that pastor and almost worships him. I've got one word for you. It's called idolatry. You should look into it. Because a man is just a man. He's a sinner, just like your husband is. Amen? I've seen where preachers allow another man's wife to confide in them and to unload on them. Go complain about their husband to him. Not right. Now, please, by all means, if you're getting beat, I mean, if the man is beating you, if a man is harming you, if you're being physically harmed, then yeah, we need to know. Amen? I'm not talking about being in danger. I'm talking about physical danger. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is going behind it. I've seen, and then these same ladies will lift up that preacher in their eyes over their husband. But that's taught too in fundamentalism almost. That is taught. You say, I've never heard that taught. No, you won't hear it. You'll see it. But you won't hear it. You'll just see it. If you grew up in some churches or you were around some churches, a certain ministry, you will see, well, you know, you need to listen to me, not your husband, when it comes to this because I'm the pastor. Boy, that guy wouldn't want to say that to me when I wasn't a pastor. By the way, I had one say that to me. Oh, your wife shouldn't talk to you about her past, just her childhood or whatever, which wasn't bad by any means. But she should talk to me. So we'll see ya. See you around, buddy. We left. The strange woman, though, or the harlot, has the characteristics of a flattering woman, a flattering tongue. The strange woman is loud and stubborn. Proverbs 7:11. She is loud and stubborn. She is talkative and self-willed, noisy and troublesome, willful and headstrong, all tongue and will have her say, right or wrong, impatient of check and control and cannot bear to be counseled, much less reproved, by husbands or parents or ministers or friends. She is a daughter of Belial that will endure no yoke. I've met these loud and speaking and repeating and stubborn women. They'll have their way. They will be heard at any cost. You will hear what they have to say no matter what. That man will not reprove me. That preacher will not preach that I am wrong. I'll not hear it. That husband, I won't listen. Will listen to me. I know I'm right. I'll have my way with him. I'll tell him. Oh, I've seen that. That loud and stubborn spirit. Loud and stubborn spirit just shows that of a heart. But it's also a characteristic of a strange woman to be loud and stubborn. By the way, if you are loud and stubborn like that, the Bible's not saying you are a harlot. Just like Job said to his wife, thou speakest as one of the foolish women. He didn't say she was a foolish woman. He said you're talking like one. He's making a comparison. Why are you talking like that? So same question I ask you, lady, if you're like that, why are you talking like that? Why are you, what's wrong with your heart that you're being loud and stubborn? Amen. Too easy to spout off to men and more comfortable to talk to them than to talk to ladies is the characteristic of a strange woman. A clamorous woman, noisy and talkative. When she has got her, something that upsets her, she pours out foolish and unchaste words to allure and entice him, unless it is be understood of her brawling and scolding when within doors at her husband in order to get him out and be rid of him of whom she is a stubborn or rebellious wife. Stubborn and rebellious, just won't bend in, won't give in, won't submit, won't obey, won't follow the Lord, but very stubborn, bold and brassy and very talkative towards a man. I'm amazed when I hear that out of some ladies. I'm amazed at those that name the name of Christ that can so boldly speak to a man the way they do. With no fear and no respect. I've had some ladies talk to me where some of you men wouldn't dare say that to me. And not because I'm something special either. Just because I wouldn't say it to you either. Because we're men. We don't talk to each other like that. Amen? Not because I have some exalted position, but because I'm a man and you're a man and we don't look at each other and we don't talk to each other like that. But I have heard some ladies talk to men that way. It's a characteristic of a harlot, of a strange woman, to speak to a man that way. See, folks, whether you like it or not, this is real preaching. This is just very descriptive, going down and explaining and reading exactly what the King James Bible says. I'm not adding anything to it. It's just defining words that are already there. But it's been far too long since it's been talked about. If ever. Something tells me this wouldn't be popular at a ladies' meeting. At least not if I did it. I'll never get invited. I think you're right. She is stubborn and cannot be talked to and will not listen to reason. Goes into a fit of rage when corrected and cannot control herself, but loses control and will not be corrected. Will not submit, will not be corrected. What is it, a sign of a loud and stubborn woman? It's rebellion. That's right, it is as a sin of witchcraft. It's that froward, it's that perverse, that turning from with aversion of reluctance, not willing to yield or comply with what is required. Unyielding, ungovernable, refractory, disobedient, as a child that is rebellious. Another commentator said this, she approaches him with a smirk and a smile, with an open countenance but a closed heart. She utters a sound moving and pathetic like the murmur of harp strings. It comes from the inward tumult of passions in the woman's nature, which always flutters the heart of a weak youth. She is a wild, undisciplined creature. She always hankers after the forbidden. She likes to talk a lot and talks loudly. She is ready to give her opinion, even though she is usually ignorant of the subject matter, whether it was asked or not. If she receives any resistance, she gets louder. She corrects anyone else speaking for little details that are irrelevant. I had a conversation with a lady on the phone the other day. It was a Pentecostal lady. And she was trying to teach me the Bible. And I politely said, well, lady, if you come here, I'm going to be the one teaching you the Bible. You're not coming here to teach me the Bible. She said, well, you just don't know some of these things. I was like, no, I just don't agree with you. And she started to get excited, like this loud and stubborn woman. And she started to raise her voice. And I said, well, I don't think there's really much more for me to say. But then she started preaching to me and getting louder. So I got louder. And I just explained to her that she was out of line for what she was saying. And she got mad and hung up the phone. Of which I thank the Lord. But the point was that she was loud and stubborn and she wanted to argue and sit there. She wanted to argue. Now, why does it matter to her what we believe if she's never coming here? Why? And by the way, I want this on record if you'd understand, and you men will have to be there when this comes up. But if somebody comes in here with tongue speaking, we are not entering them into this assembly. We are not letting them in this assembly. That's right, it is. Because it's an infectious cancer that gets in. And it spreads all the way through, and it spreads a rebellion through. And it just, it isn't happening. It's just, it's not going to. If you can't lay that down, and that's why you don't just enter people into your membership after 3 days. You don't just baptize them in and just be like, okay, you're done. This lady, this loud and stubborn woman, likes to finish the sentences of others. You can hear her loudly correcting her children and her husband. Verbal sparring delights her. She is self-willed, headstrong, and wants to express her opinion. She is froward and uncouth with her mouth, irritating and rude with her words, and contrary in her speech. Beware of this woman and avoid her and avoid being her. Keep your tongue, lady. Put a guard on your mouth and be careful what you say. Amen? Because these are the characteristics of a strange woman. You see how dangerous the tongue can be? Even so, the tongue, a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on the fire of hell.